Rama's talking about time, the inevitability of it, that's something we can't escape from. He sees it as the agent. He also sees it as the agent of all creation and all destruction. He sees it as a tyrant. Brahma continued, besides the time I have just described, there's another time which is responsible for birth and death. People refer to it as the deity presiding over death. Yet again, there's another aspect of this time, known as kartanta, the end of action, its inevitable result or fruition. This kartanta is like a dancer with Nayati, the law of nature, for his wife. The two together both bestow on all beings the inevitable fruit of their actions. This might sound like we're talking about karma, but karma is the actual deed, karma is the actions, and the results of actions is what he's calling kartanta here. During the course of the existence of the universe, they are indefatigable in their labour, unwinking in their vigilance and unflagging in their zeal. This is another aspect of the Hindu belief system, that all actions have consequences. It's often seen as a moral law. You reap what you sow, basically. And whether you believe that or not, it's up to you. But there's undoubtedly a cause and effect at all levels. We tend to think of actions as things that you do. But emotions are actions. Emotions have consequences. And it's just like the action of a wave on the surface of the water. As the wave rears up, underneath something is sucked in. So without that rearing up, you can't have that rearing up without something being sucked in. So in a way, that's like cause and effect. You know, yin and yang. It's a balance. It's about balance. It's about the flux that's going on all the time. You can't have one part of the flux operating independently from another part. It's a bit like saying you're going to have a ripple in the water which doesn't affect some of the water. It's always going to affect some of the water. When time thus dances in this universe, creating and destroying everything, what hope can we entertain? Kartanta holds sway even over those whose faith is firm and makes them restless. On account of this kartanta, everything in this world is constantly undergoing change. There's no permanency here. So there's action and there's reaction, and it doesn't stop, it keeps on going. I suppose the one point he's making here is that we don't actually know when that reaction is going to come. In traditional Hindu thinking, it could happen, the reaction could come at any time, even in other lifetimes. All beings in this world are tainted with evil. All relationships are bondage. All enjoyments are great diseases, and desire for happiness is only a mirage. One's own senses are one's enemies. The reality has become unreal or unknown. One's own mind has become one's worst enemy. Egotism is the foremost cause for evil. Wisdom is weak. All actions lead to unpleasantness, and pleasure is sexually oriented. One's intelligence is governed by egotism instead of being the other way around. Yeah, it'd be nice if the ego was governed by intelligence, but the intelligence is usually usurped into the service of the ego. Hence, there is no peace nor happiness in one's mind. Youth is fading. Company of holy ones is rare. There is no way out of this suffering. The realization of truth is not to be seen in anyone. No one is happy at the prosperity and happiness of others, nor is compassion to be found in anyone's heart. People are getting baser and baser by the day. Weakness has overcome strength. Cowardice has overpowered courage. Evil company is easily had, good company is hard to come by. I wonder whether time is driving humanity. So considering this was written at least 1,000 years ago and composed probably long before that, I think you could probably find people expressing the same or similar sentiments today. Holy One, this mysterious power that governs this creation destroys even powerful demons, robs whatever has been considered to be eternal of its permanency, kills even the immortals. Is there any hope for simple folk like me? This mysterious being seems to dwell in all, and its individualized aspect is regarded as egotism, and there is nothing that is not destroyed by it. The entire universe is under its control. Its will alone prevails here.